From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Today, Robert C. Byrd, the senior senator from West Virginia, becomes the longest-serving senator in the history of the United States.
God let me live this long, and the people have let me serve and have wanted me to serve and have placed their confidence in me. And this is exactly what Irma would want me to do. Keep on, keep on.
This country is willing to protect life in our oceans by setting aside big pieces of the sea and fully protecting.
The significance of this decision, I think, is that the so-called knock and announce rule, which is a requirement of the Fourth Amendment, has no teeth left anymore.
I've just returned from Baghdad. And I was inspired to be able to visit the capital of a free and democratic Iraq.
Walking in that ballroom there in Saddam's old palace to see our people on the front lines of changing history was an exciting moment for me. It's a thrill to be able to shake their hands and look them in the eye and tell them America appreciates what they're doing.
We can't win this militarily. What I'm saying is to redeploy, to get our troops out of harm's way is the key. I see no progress at all in this operation. I see the opposite.
For every dead terrorist in Iraq, we make progress every day. Leaving would send the wrong signal to our enemies.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to address the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian areas. And it was, as part of this proposal, thought that you would do actually a needs-based assessment. Who are the most needy, and what is it that the international community might provide them?